Hi, thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we adore anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. I have a client who I've worked with in multiple different ways. And he booked a session one time and said that he wanted to work on a pattern of vulnerability. And so he just started to describe that every time he was working on something that was very vulnerable, or he was in a state of influx or change or healing or growth in his life, he would really pull into himself and he would shut down, specifically around his mom. So it was incredibly difficult for him to even think about sharing what was going on until everything was resolved. And at that point in time, he was able to share with his mom what he had been through. But in the moments that he was going through it, he was not able to be vulnerable. He was not able to share. And he said, I just don't understand this pattern. And so we talked a little bit about his relationship with his mom, and he said he had a great relationship with her, that he didn't see any sort of issues with his relationship with his mom, except for this pattern. And so I asked him to take me back to childhood. And again, he said he'd had a great childhood. And there was this piece in me that knew that that actually wasn't accurate. That that was a story he was telling himself, that his childhood had been great. And so I asked some more questions, which is the technique that I use with any of my coaching clients, is I ask them questions that allow them to explore themselves more deeply. And so I felt this break or this time period where his mom didn't feel present. And it felt like she wasn't physically present with him. It wasn't just emotionally not present with him or psychosocially not present with him, but it felt like she wasn't there physically with him. And so I asked for some clarity around that, and he did confirm it. He said, yeah, there were about 10 years of my life where my mom actually didn't even live in the same country that I lived in. And so we talked about that a little bit, and he said that he'd really come to terms with it. It was out of her control. There's really nothing that she could have done. So he wasn't holding any sort of resentment. He wasn't holding any sort of anger or sadness or hurt around that. That he felt very at peace with that piece of his childhood. And again, there was something that was missing for me. There was a piece that I felt about him being hurt. And him needing his mom and her not being there. And I felt that it was right around the time that his mom had left. And so, again, I said, tell me about the day or two before your mom left. Because there's a missing piece for me. It feels like you really needed her and she wasn't there. And he nodded and got quiet. And instantly I felt a calm come over my body, that I knew we were getting to the peace that he needed to see. And it took him a couple of moments. And I watched him ground himself, use breath work, all these beautiful tools that he'd learned. And then he explained how he had been in an accident the day before his mom was supposed to be leaving the country. And at the time, neither of them knew that his mom was not going to return. They thought that she was leaving for a trip, but would be coming back very shortly. And so both of them believed that in the moments that we're about to talk about. But he'd been in an accident, a pretty significant accident. And he begged, absolutely begged his mom to stay. Pleaded with her and begged her while he was in the hospital. And she left. And I cannot imagine what that felt like for either of them. But when I felt into it, I knew that it was just excruciating. Just excruciating. And we spent a bit of time feeling all those feelings and talking about the small child inside of him who had been abandoned. And then when I felt that he was ready for a little bit of a zoom out, zooming him away from the event and into the here and now for him as an adult, I asked his permission. I said, "Are you in a spot where we can look at this through a different lens?" And he nodded. And again, I watched him ground in the most beautiful way. His breath work, he closed his eyes. He connected with the earth that was below him. And then we just talked about how he was hurting physically and emotionally and begging his mom to stay. And she left anyways. And then we zoomed out to him as an adult and the pattern that he'd created where he was unwilling to show his mom his pain in the moment that he was experiencing it, but that he was willing to show her that pain once it was all done. You know, if he was going through something big, he wouldn't share it with his mom. But when it was all done, he would tell her about it. And that wasn't the way that he wanted to show up in the world. That wasn't the pattern that he wanted. And I can remember so vividly the way that he looked at me through the Zoom screen as it landed for him. And we both sat looking into each other's eyes through a computer on Zoom. And I felt his heart so deeply as he began to really understand where that pattern came from. That he had created a story that it was unsafe to be vulnerable, particularly in a time of need and pain with his mom because she abandoned him. And I think probably most people listening to this can understand how he created that story and that pattern. It was protection, right? We as humans get to pick connection or protection. The more protection that we have, the more that we are self-protecting, the less vulnerable and the less connected we are going to be with the person who we are protecting ourselves from. And on the flip side, the more vulnerable and connected we are to somebody, the less we can self-protect, meaning we are giving them permission to hurt us should that happen. But we can't pick both. We can't have protection and connection at the same time. There's a balance there. There's a scale. And I can understand how he would pick protection. I think that that's a pretty reasonable thing for a child to do. And it created a pattern for him that it wasn't safe to be vulnerable and raw and real with his mom, in particular when he was hurting. And the power of him being able to see this is that it gave him the ability to change the story and to change the pattern. And that wasn't something that was going to happen overnight. You know, that was going to take him some time. And he, in general, started recognizing that he was protecting instead of connecting. Overall, throughout his life, not just with his mom. And he began to really understand where that came from. And he began to understand himself and the way that he shows up in the world more deeply. And I got this beautiful gift of getting to witness him in his vulnerability and in his beauty in this human experience with looking at this and unpacking that trauma a little bit and seeing himself. So I wanted to share that because sometimes people will come to me and say, how do I even know what my trauma is? And this is the thing, you don't have to. You don't have to. You can start on the other side. You can start with a pattern in your life that you don't want to embrace anymore, that you're ready to let go of. And you can kind of backpedal out of that pattern to look at, where is the root of this? Where did this start? And that can be a really powerful way of finding your trauma and the way that it impacts you and the way that it has impacted you, the way that it has shaped your life. And then you get the ability to decide if that is a pattern that you want to continue or not. You get that. And you can choose to continue with the pattern, or you can choose to look at healing the wound that created that pattern. And so, if you are somebody who has a pattern in your life, but you don't know where it's coming from, just be gentle with yourself and recognize that you don't need to know where it's coming from. You can backpedal out of that pattern and find the root of it. You don't have to know the root of it in order to go to someone. In fact, frequently, people come to me not understanding where their patterns come from. And we work together to find that. And so I just wanted to take a minute and say that sometimes people come knowing their wound, knowing their trauma. And sometimes people come having no idea where a pattern came from. And both are beautiful. And both are a perfect way of showing up to do healing work. I hope that you have a beautiful day, evening, night, morning, wherever it is that this podcast is meeting you. And I invite you to take a look at some of the patterns that you have in your life. And if you want to continue them, if they're serving you. And if not, know that there are so many resources out there for you to do healing of patterns.